Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I call him the best friend of the program. He is as good as they come. I love talking to him every time. He's the former Indians lefty. He is the current Rays color analyst. He is BA. He is Brian Anderson. What's up, BA? How are you? Anthony Lamp, Brian Anderson.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are we doing on this fine Friday?
I am well, my friend. I am real well. The sun is out. Now, granted, it's like 25 outside, but the sun is out, so we'll take all of that.
You know what? Listen, I get it. You know, I know how winter can be. Fall's actually beautiful back home, but I know that winters can be cruel. However, even with the cruel temperatures, when the sun is out, it does. It feels different. I totally get it. So, take what you can get.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. We'll start with the Browns. We were kicking around. I don't know if you saw the Jeremy Fowler piece floating around of ESPN saying that if Kevin Stefanski were to be moved on from the Browns, according to a couple AFC executives, he would be of interest for other teams. Does that change your thought on Kevin Stefanski if you would keep him or move on from him?
I think it probably gives you pause. I mean, I don't think this is anything that's catching the Browns hierarchy by surprise at all. You can see that. You know, listen, he's a 2-time Coach of the Year, and here recently in the last 5 or 6 years, 2 times he has been the Coach of the Year. So, you know, he needs to have some guys. And when you look at what has happened on the offensive side, again, it goes right back to when you had that really good year with Baker. Of course, it was the pandemic year, so it was a little off. And, you know, you win the playoff game against Pittsburgh, but there's nobody in the stands. And so it just has a different feel to it. And then everything from then on has just gone downhill. And it started with you get rid of Baker, you bring in Deshaun. That, you know, turns out to be a complete train wreck. You catch lightning in a bottle with Flacco for about a month and a half there, a couple seasons ago, that got you into the playoffs, but then you got blown out by Houston. And so, you know, and then the draft, and then you're trying to figure out, you know, is Dylan Gabriel, can he be the guy? Can Shedeur Sanders be the guy? You keep trying to figure it out, and there's no cohesiveness, and there's nothing working on, you know, the offensive end. I think that if he had a guy, his system, it works in today's NFL. It really does. That, you know, the establishing a strong running game, which you think is going to be a real big possibility for the Browns moving forward with the backs that they have, with Judkins and Sampson and whoever else you're going to supplement that with. But you run the ball, the play action pass, the tight ends. You've got 2 stud tight ends in Fannin and Njoku. Who knows how much longer Njoku is going to be around? But that system does work. So you can see that teams that feel like they're ready to take that next step. And you're like, I saw the team, the Giants were one of the teams that were, that was mentioned. And you think about, well, like Jackson Dart, you've got some pieces there. Yeah. He would be a guy that could come in and with his system probably have a lot of success. So the problem with Cleveland is you got to find the guys. You've got to find the guy, number one, under center. Until then, you're gonna be wanting to run Kevin Stefanski right out of town. But at the same time, when his offensive system has been running cohesively, which it obviously has done for a couple of seasons, or he wouldn't be Coach of the Year, his system does work. So you can see why he would be in demand, perhaps, if he is let go. But is he a good fit right now for this team? I mean, that's for people way above my pay grade to decide.
Brian, I have a two-parter. With Deshaun Watson being activated or practice window being opened this week, number one, do you think he's going to play at some point this year? And number two, should Shedeur Sanders be looking over his shoulder because his practice window has been activated?
I think that any athlete, and they can tell you otherwise, and how many times have we seen in sports, forget football, any sport, where a guy will, a GM will come out, an owner will come out and give, the guy, his seal of approval. He's going to be here. This is my guy. And then a month later, a couple of weeks later, that guy's gone. So I think that even if, Stefanski or Barry, whoever says, listen, Shedeur Sanders is going to get his time down the stretch to prove if, is he going to be a guy moving forward? Can he be a guy that we build around? Will there be as much progress as we hope to have been made? Will we see that and think that, hey, this could be our QB1 moving forward? Even with all that said, Deshaun Watson gets activated. He starts practicing. Any athlete is going to be looking over his shoulder. Whether they say they are or not, they are going to, unless you are firmly established and entrenched as the guy, which both Sanders and Gabriel, that's not the case, then you are going to be looking over your shoulder, especially with a quarterback who has actually been there for quite a bit of time and for a time in his career has been able to get it done at a pretty high level. So you're going to be looking over your shoulder, but that cannot – it cannot distract you from the task at hand, which is self-improvement, which is you finding a way to build some camaraderie with your receivers and you continuing to grow as a quarterback. So I guarantee you that there's a peek over the shoulder, but the focus every day that you're heading to that facility or even going home from practice, whatever it may be, the focus has to be ahead. How am I getting better? What can I do for my game? I can't be worried about this guy. But at the same time, it does linger in the back of your head. There's no question about that. Then you just hope that it doesn't affect performance, because really, at this point in Sanders' career, obviously it's just getting started, this is a really important stretch for him.
Well, it's so interesting because we're all in a situation too, BA, where everybody's saying, you need him to get a little bit more free. You want him to kind of read everything. You want him to do that stuff. Were you ever in that situation? Because it sounds like one of those things where, you're very much trying to thread this needle of like, I want to be free. I want to be doing what I do best. And at the same point, I'm kind of tightening up because I know that I have to be at my best.
Yeah, that can be a really tough way to play. And that's where I think the preparation comes in. And the preparation, and when you feel good about the preparation, you feel good about the game plan, and you feel good about the ability to be able to go out and execute it, then you can play free. I mean, I hate to bring up old 80s hair band rock, but Winger, and I was never a huge Winger fan, but they have a lyric. They literally have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lyric in one of their songs that says, play the game like you've already won. And that has always stuck with me, because think about that. If you go out and play knowing that you've already won, you play free, you play easy, you make things happen. And I know it's Kip Winger, the whitest teeth in 80s rock. I get it. But that lyric does really stand the test of time. Play the game like you've already won. And if you can go out and do that, your very best will be put on display. Easier said than done, but that's the mindset that you have to have.
Brian, would you want the Browns to get a quarterback this year in the draft, like either trade up for one or stick where they are, or do you want the bridge quarterback approach?
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know, that's what they tried this year. You know, and they ran Flacco out of there pretty quickly, and you know, he went on to Cincinnati and tried to bridge their gap until Joe Burrow came back. So I don't know if I would want to go down that road. However, they have to evaluate what's going to be available in the draft. And are you even going to be able to have a shot at that guy? Or is, you know, there are a couple of teams ahead of you that you're going to have a hard time getting in front of. I mean, I know you do have two first rounders, that helps, but it comes down to the evaluation. And if they think that there is a guy in this draft, then that's what you would like them to go and do. Because, you know, quite frankly, at this point, I don't think that there's any surefire way to say that the Browns have the answer right now. You hope that maybe Sanders could be it. I don't think that Dillon Gabriel, as much as I love everything about him as a person, a competitor, you know, going out there, he lays it all on the line. I don't think that anybody believes that he's the guy. He'd be a nice backup, you know, like Chase Daniel was for 15 years or however long he was in the league. He could be that guy, but I don't think anybody looks at him as QB1. And so you hope that it could be Sanders, but hope's a lot of times a bad strategy. So I don't know. And so if they don't feel that way, then you've got to be sold on who you can get in the draft. I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess. And it's something that they have not gotten right. I mean, we all know the saga of Cleveland's starting quarterback since coming back in 1999, and it just has not been resolved yet. And so, you know, you hope for the best, but so far it has not been good.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the Fan Hotline. All right, I meant to ask you this for like a month, and we always end up getting derailed with far more important things. So you were at South Carolina, Alabama. What did you think watching Lenora Sellers and Ty Simpson?
Well, I listen, Sellers has unbelievable athletic ability, and his ability to throw the ball down the field. I mean, a flick of the wrist and that ball just carries. You know, the consistency was not there. I think that, you know, he's the guy in the draft. He's another Gabriel Sanders type that you're going to get further down the road. He's not going to be one of the top guys to come out, although all the athletic ability in the world. What I don't know, you can see the athletic ability on display. You can see the way the ball comes out of the hand. You can see all of that. Can he dissect the defense? Can he read a defense? You know, those are the things that are most important. Can he come up to the line, recognize what he sees, you know, move the protection, change it, whatever. Those are the things that make quarterbacks. You know, they're all, for the most part, athletically gifted, and certainly Sellers is. Simpson, pretty interesting watching him and you know, hearing, you know, the kind of the draft buzz around him growing. You know, he looked fantastic in that ball game, especially in the second half when they, you know, really South Carolina had them beat, had them absolutely beat. And they opened the door a crack in Simpson, and they were able to kick it open and win that ball game. So he's very intriguing to me, no question. Sellers' athletic ability is off the charts, but it's all the intangibles, all the stuff that, you know, as a layman, just watching it from my point of view, I don't know if he's able to do those things. But certainly an unbelievable athlete, and, you know, what an atmosphere to be around, an SEC, you know, showdown. I've never been to one of those types of games before, and it was everything it's cracked up to be. What an absolute blast that trip was.
I was going to say, worth it. Everybody needs to get down and see an SEC game. It's on my list, man. I've got a couple buddies where every year we look at each other and go, we should pick like a big college football game and try to get there every year just to be in the midst of it.
Yeah. No, it's off the charts. And South Carolina was not having the year that they were as expected to have, but it is Alabama. It was homecoming weekend, and the crowd was, I mean, they were into it. It was awesome. It was such a great atmosphere. I would say that I would highly recommend, you know, getting to a couple of powerhouse teams, you know, at Georgia, you know, Georgia, Alabama, LSU. Those, I had a buddy, he's actually our producer for the Rays games TV side. His name's Kevin Patterson, and he's got a child at Alabama. And he was telling me, he said, he had gone up for a game earlier in the year. He said, you need to go see an SEC home game between two, you know, big schools. He said, it is like nothing that you'll ever experience. And I went to it and I'm like, you know what? He's absolutely right. It's just the pageantry of everything. You know, going to a Browns home game and big Browns home games, those are always fun, but they have a professional feel to them. Where college, you get the dopey college kids and you get the bands and you get all of the different little traditions that they do. It's just different. And it is so fun. And really, it encompasses the entire weekend. I mean, this is something that starts to build on Thursday night. You start to feel it on Friday, and then here comes game day and all the pageantry of game day. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before football-wise. It was a blast.
See, that's fantastic. You need, I'll send it to you. There's a Twitter account of Texas A&M's police blotter. You will die laughing. It is one of the funniest things you will ever read, because it's basically just these cops arresting drunks and then they're having to like release them to sober friends or sober mothers. My personal favorite is the moment you'll get somebody who is drunk and they call a friend and the friend's drunk too to come pick them up. I got to send it to you. You'll die. It's outstanding.
I believe it. I believe it. That's college kids for you. I mean, we were all there.
Absolutely.
So we all know. It's an atmosphere unlike anything that I've been around.
You're a legend, buddy. All right, take care of yourself. We'll be talking.
All right, boys, have a great weekend.
You as well.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.